It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated on the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Excellent. Let's go. I'm going to work in more of your texts today, too.
Okay.
I know you have a list.
I
love that you have a list. Dave has a list. I have a list. What do you have? Text away. What's overrated? What's underrated? What's properly rated? The intro is amazing. Our singing is fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to start with this one, Susie, before you start your list.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all guess who has the most potential to create a scene tonight at the 100-year WCCO celebration. It's our birthday party.
It's our birthday party.
Who has the potential? If Carter was here, he would be in my top three.
Okay.
But he's in Iceland. Who do we think has the potential of causing some sort of memorable moment?
You're asking me?
Mm-hmm. Another one I say, Susie.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's a dead giveaway.
Yeah, dead giveaway.
Okay, I'm going to say me, and I'm going to tell you why.
That's a good Dave. Excellent answer, right?
Thanks.
It won't be from drinking because
no, I'll be stone cold sober.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what happened. I got a phone call from our man Dave Lee. Right?
Yeah.
Guess who's going to be Nurse Helen?
You.
Me.
Oh.
So I do a pretty wicked mean. I mean.
Are you the best Nurse Helen ever?
In my opinion, yeah. I remember I almost gave Roger Erickson a heart attack.
Whoa.
Because usually Charlie Boone would be Nurse Helen.
Yeah.
And it was all voices.
Yeah.
But at the state fair, I was standing next to Roger and I kind of started pawing all over him.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, like touching his hair.
Okay, so that's a strong...
Oh, my gosh.
Dave,
he was so embarrassed.
Dave, Susie was my selection also, so now we can't pick Susie. This is how we're plugging. We cannot...
She was the unanimous choice and the most obvious.
Exactly, right?
Not I don't fair. Know. Vanita might do something silly.
Possible.
Yeah. Not like you. Not like... Hers will be cuddly and likable.
Right. You might start calling people out.
Yeah, you might get up there. I may bring you up there.
Okay.
And I just say, okay, I know what you really think of all these people. Are you willing to tell the truth right here
right
in front
now.
Of them?
Who do you hate? Say it now.
Oh, my God. That would be my favorite. That would make my top 25 moment.
In your
if
life.
If you went through in the alumni and said, here's why you're the number one jackass, you know?
Well, I would love to tell stories. Like, because some over the years, different news teams, you know, the morning side, the afternoon, the evening.
Oh, yeah.
They would talk such crap about one another.
Not as much as you would.
Well,
not as much. All right, Dave, do you have another selection since Susie's off the board?
I think another obvious choice might be Mr. Drive Time, Jason.
Oh.
Get a little overserved early.
Yes.
Overserved.
I think he could let us know how he feels about certain people, certain things.
Is Shaletta at the event?
Yes. Okay. I'm not sure.
Then if she is, I'm going with her.
Okay. I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
So that happens to be my overrated, underrated, properly rated is our birthday party.
Our birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Let's go. Expand. I'm sure
Well, I feel like I want to – I hope that it – in history, it becomes overrated. I hope it was it's the best night ever. And there is enough loose right now about it that it a little bit terrifies me. Like, I want to – I hope
loose?
Like, is it all tightly planned? Are we going to get on and off the stage at certain times? Are there going to
be
blunders?
Well, we're not, because it's a bunch of media types with massive egos who love the sound of their own voice. So
I hate to say it sold out. I wish we could broadcast it.
I encourage people last hour just to show up anyway.
Overflow seating.
Yeah, just go ahead. It's not online, right?
I don't think so.
I don't think it is.
I hope it's recorded.
Are we maybe selling it and making some dough off it later?
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe we're doing that.
But it could be a kick in the pants tonight. Cause
you think it's going to go too long?
I think it's going to go too long. But
so are you going to go short when you get up there?
Yeah, I'll try. I mean, I wrote a script. Okay. I wrote a script for my bit, plus Nurse Helen.
Yeah.
So those are my two bits. And I'm so sad. Steve Simpson, our morning guy, he got sick.
He's sick.
He's got a terrible sick cold, sore throat.
Is it also possible that he just doesn't want to go?
I don't think so.
You know?
I don't think he might go that far.
Yeah.
He's a union guy. He wouldn't call in sick unless he was really sick, yeah. Unlike me.
Yeah. You're a union gal. Okay, so you're overrated WCCO radio? Is that what I'm supposed to say?
At this point.
Wow. It's a bold statement.
I think so. But I know one thing. I'm going to have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
Do you have your outfit picked out yet?
You know what? Someone asked me that in the newsroom, and I'm like, I think I'm just going to wear this. Do I have to get fancier than that?
I don't think so.
So for our listeners, I'm wearing an animal print top from Chico's. It's like a leopard skin, would you say?
Yes.
And then black slacks. I'm going to wear high heels.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear high heels.
You look very attractive.
Thank you. I'm not offended.
Yeah.
I'm honored. Okay, can I do one more?
Of course you can.
Overrated. Raking leaves.
Raking leaves.
Not going to do it. I have so many leaves in my yard. I'm going to let nature take its course.
It's a waste of time.
It is a waste
of time. It is such a waste of time.
I just want to add that. This time of year.
We're going to have some windier days, Aragon. Wait till they blow into the neighbor's yard.
Perfect.
Or, oh no, it snows on him. And
then,
oh my God, my lawn is ruined for 5 years. No.
Well, you get the mold, right? The mold under the leaves.
Now, are you a crazy person for your lawn, David Harrigan?
Not crazy, but I'll rake as much up as I can.
Mm. How often will you rake?
Well, it depends, because my trees don't usually
drop. Your special
trees?
Your special
trees. I don't know what it is, but it's like every other lawn is covered with leaves. Mine, I got like six on there because
okay,
my trees
so,
don't
so
drop
you're
until
fraud.
Middle November.
You're a fraud.
You're a fraud.
No, I'm not. It means I got to get out there in November when it's actually fall.
So when there's actually,
when it's actually cold.
Well, that's true.
And
but,
then beat the snow. Usually it's like literally the last day before snow. I am out there raking until it's dark and well after dark trying to get as many up as I can.
Don't believe a word. What he just
I want to see pictures.
Come on over this.
You're
year.
Over at night raking
like
leaves
with
house
farm.
Lights?
Well, like a farm.
I've had a farmer
on a combine with the lights on.
I've had to end it in the dark before. It's
oh,
happened.
My goodness.
God, there's so many ways I could go with
dead.
That last time. There's so many. That line is just begging to be used.
But we're
going to
back
Bradley.
Off. We're not going to do it.
Yeah.
We're
getting Arnold Palmer's penis later.
What?
This hour. Yeah.
Why would he talk about Arnold's...
Yes?
Ding dong.
Yeah. Because he's Donald John Trump.
And he doesn't care.
He doesn't know editing. He doesn't care.
Or he doesn't know, like, the like civility. Like, I would never say,
No.
Geez, I dated a guy and his thing was down to his ankle.
Yeah. Well, we'll use that one. We'll use that one. Also, our own Jack Nicklaus is going to comment on Arnold Palmer later this hour.
Oh, wonderful.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Among the texts coming in, underrated fall. It's gorgeous out here. Well, yeah, it's underrated because it's acting like summer.
Yes.
Okay. Here's what fall is. It's 50s. It's crisp. It's hoodie weather.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's Wednesday.
Right.
I don't like that nearly as much as I have a t-shirt and shorts on.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
80 degrees is not fall. So we are technically in fall, but it's acting like summer.
Okay.
Underrated Dan Cook's hosting debut. I am going to listen. I was involved in a lot of R&D. Dan did send a text to myself and to Russia at one point during the show and said, this isn't even that hard. I mean, honestly. I mean, how?
Tell me the backstory. I don't know about this.
Dan hosted for Shaletta on Saturday, noon to 3.
Wonderful. How did he like it? Did he do well? I didn't listen.
Didn't listen to me either when I just told you. I didn't listen either because I was you know, unavailable. I mean, not only did you not listen.
For being a news person, I don't listen a lot.
You didn't listen to me 5 seconds before.
No.
But I'm going to.
Okay.
And I hope he was fantastic.
I bet he will.
Overrated! Exclamation points. A report coming from accounting is not a good reason for you to express your excitement. Oh, yeah. Well, we nailed that one last week, right? I mean, the obsession with exclamation points. And by the way, I fall for it at times.
Me too.
I fall for it. Your singing was incredible. I thought it was the Carpenters.
I'm on the top of the world.
Overrated. This show. That hurts.
Oh, come on.
I don't rake. Mulch with a lawnmower. That's the way to go.
It is.
The endless ladybugs near my house.
Oh, oof. And those stink bugs and the other little red ones.
Yeah.
Oof.
All right, Dave, what do you have?
Sinus infections are overrated.
Oh,
I think that's very clear.
One right now.
You got one.
I've never had one before.
They're
this is
awful.
My first sinus infection.
At 70? You finally have your first one?
That'd be 40, Chad.
Oh, sorry.
I thought I was getting over the cold. Everything was fine. And then Saturday, the mucus turned a different color.
We saw it. We talked about that.
That's
green.
Not good. So
yeah.
I start to Google the symptoms, as one will. And you learn
that's
sinus
evil.
Infections. You
that's
know, you
terrible.
Get headaches. Pain in your face.
Pain in your teeth.
Pain in your teeth. Yeah, I wasn't feeling them when I checked it. And then around 6 o'clock, bam, everything hit me. Oh.
It's awful.
It's awful. It's really
They're
awful.
Really bad. They're painful.
Oh, it's like, and it's all...
Right, kind of the cheekbones.
Yeah.
Under my
eyes.
Left eye and in my teeth. Were absolutely the worst.
Yeah.
Absolutely the worst. But
gosh.
We're getting better now.
You're on the mend.
Yes. Antibiotics, underrated.
Yeah, they're good.
They're really good.
Well, not if
really
you listen good. To a lot of people.
I know they don't like them, but I think they can kick out a bad situation.
They're taking care of it.
If you use antibiotics in a judicious way, they're magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
If you're dismissing antibiotics in a limited way, I think you're a fool.
Yeah.
Now, do some people over-rely on them?
Yes.
Are there some that don't work as well as others? Yeah. But this overall general, big pharma. Like, I talked a lot about medicinal marijuana mm-hmm. and how we turn people down constantly for that, whereas we'll load you up on drugs. So there's a way to delineate things, but get out of here.
Hmm.
When you're sick and you can get a little amoxicillin or whatever it might be.
Little Z-Pack from Dr. Burns.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Underrated, delightful documentary on Netflix right now, Remembering Gene Wilder.
Oh.
Watched it over the weekend, and it is touching. It is incredibly well done. There's not a narrator. Most of it is, entirely, it's told either through interviews, people talking about him and his life,
mm-hmm.
or Gene Wilder's interviews himself before he passed away.
Hmm.
I mean, going back decades and decades, and you hear his voice, and you know it's his voice.
But you do.
It goes through his entire career. I mean, all the big movies, Young
Best,
Frankenstein, Blazing
yeah,
Saddles, Willy Wonka, his friendship with Richard Pryor, talks about his marriage with Gilda.
Oh. Yeah,
that was far too short due to her passing from cancer.
Yeah.
His second marriage, that then ended far too short because Gene passed away from Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
I highly recommend it on Netflix. It was
excellent.
Emotional and very
Young
well,
Frankenstein
very well
is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Yes, it was, Gene's favorite movie, too.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay.
And
cool.
I didn't realize he had written a good portion of it before he said, hey, Mel, come on board. Help me with him.
Oh, I didn't realize that either.
Yeah,
I thought it was a Mel production.
No, he started it. He was in a hotel room or something and wrote the first couple scenes and said, I think I've got something here. Help me out here, Mel.
Abby Normal something. I've watched it so many times.
Very,
so
very
many
good.
Funny lines.
I need to go back. It's actually,
it's so good.
Have a movie.
So
how about
good.
We have a media movie party at my house? You guys come over.
As long as the sisters aren't there. I mean, I don't want all the backbiting in front of me. You know, actually, maybe we do want the backbiting.
I would say
I think
that
we do.
Could
I think
actually
we do,
be funnier.
When Susie goes to the kitchen to make up another batch of popcorn, let's hear it.
That's a good point.
What kind
that's
of nut term. Job was she? Is she?
Among the texts, underrated Jack Black's induction speech for Ozzy at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I saw a couple tweets about it. I did not watch. Also on the list, I think that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony is always very fun.
It is.
Plus the combination of singers that come together.
I love that.
Welcome to the Sinus Infection Club. More text.
Thank you.
I guess.
I just hand the trick-or-treaters a rake and tell them if you want your candy, you know what you need to do.
Fill up a bag.
That's funny.
A number of folks very kind to Dan. Really enjoyed the work Dan did. That is fantastic.
Mm.
I'm sure he was outstanding. Aaron Rodgers was eating one of his boogers on the sidelines yesterday. It was everywhere on the social media thing. They get crushed. Why in God's name does anybody think they should do this?
Eat their boogers or
mm-hmm.
play bad football?
Mm-hmm. The boogers. We're talking boogers here.
On national television, certainly.
Well, he didn't know he was on national TV, but he thinks there's a fighting chance he's going to be on national TV because he's Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
At any point when you've blown your nose or picking your nose, you think, hey, kind of hungry. Where? Why? How?
I mean, kids do it all the time. When they're 3 or 4 or 5, they get their finger half into
kids.
Their brain.
When they're 3 or 4 or 5.
Thank you. Exactly.
And then you stop when you get to be a certain age.
No, a lot of people don't.
Apparently not.
Dave?
That's disgusting.
It's gross.
That's disgusting. Not to mention, he's wearing green. You've got plenty of places you can wipe it off.
Yeah,
and no one's
going
to notice.
You can hide it. Well, you're now a mucus color expert right now.
Right.
You're right in the middle of the
we've gone from green to kind of a light yellow, so things are really looking good.
Hawk up a loogie for us.
Yeah, I got
some are talking about the changing colors. Dave's talking about the changing nostril.
Speaking of changing colors, by the way. We're now beyond peak in the metro, but it's been beautiful here.
It's so pretty. Some of the neighborhoods.
In the metro.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
the key.
Right.
That's the key.
Didn't have to go to Duluth for
no.
it.
No. You know
amazing.
What, you know what I see him?
Mm.
Look out my backyard.
Right.
I drive here. I see him. Some folks are driving 7 hours.
Yeah.
What a
Because they
of suckers.
Really, really pop. Some of those orange, bright red.
Yeah.
I mean, God,
right,
just...
right by your house.
Yeah.
Right there.
There's absolutely no reason to drive anywhere, but maybe you're going to breakfast. Boom, I'll see. Maybe you're picking up the kids at school. Boom, they're right there. Hey, I know I'm going to drive up to Toronto and see him.
Oh, same colors.
Yeah, same colors.
Explore Minnesota would not be happy with you. They make a lot of money.
No, we're telling the truth. We think you're suckers if you're driving that far to see what's right in front of you. Right in front of you.
Okay.
Greg Olson reminded again why he's the best NFL analyst watching the game yesterday.
Okay.
He is smart. It's not what I hear every other analyst say. He's self-deprecating. He works great with different partners. He is so much better than Brady right now. It's not even funny. Now, Brady's just started. Mm-hmm. But Brady's got all these weird rules now because he's also a 5 to 10% owner of the Raiders. He can't go to meetings. He can't criticize officials. If you watched yesterday's game, and obviously about 80% of the public did, with the Vikings and Lions, sounds like the atmosphere was unbelievable.
I bet. It was nuts.
But Greg Olson is great at what he does.
What did he say about the game? Are the Detroit Lions that much better than us? I watched it as well, and
I'm just talking about his play after play after play after analysis. The Lions are a little bit better, right?
Mm.
By a lot, no. I thought they were a little bit better before the game started. Mm. I think the same. Uh-huh. I think Dave raised the most salient point. What does this say about the defense? My comeback is that's the most talented offense in the league. But I'm not talking about just his overview. You know, when he has to jump in, when he doesn't jump in, how he plays off a partner, he's really good at what he does.
Okay.
I was reminded, apple pie's fine, right? I don't hate it like Carter. It's fine. But when you add caramel to it, so when it's caramel apple pie, oh, my God.
Off the charts.
It's so much better.
Mm.
Susie, yes or no? I think it's a lot better. Apple pie's fine. I like it. But when it's caramel apple pie, oh, my God. It's delectable.
The bomb.
Harrigan?
Apple crisp all the way.
Oh, a little different taste.
Give me the crumbly, cinnamon sugar on top.
I'm kind of a pecan pie girl myself.
Oh, well, that's number one. That's number one for me. And then guests we're trying to get on this show, if they're going to appear on another show, that's not a problem at all, just tell us. Just tell us. This keeps happening too often. It may have happened recently. I'm not going to say who.
Other shows on this air?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have zero problem if they go on other shows. None. Zero zilch.
Mm.
But if we're trying to get them and they don't get back to us and then boom, they appear in another show, just tell us. It's not that hard. Just tell. Now communicate.
I got to figure out who this was.
We're in the communication business. Let's see. Somebody's mad about Sunday morning shows.
Shut up. No, that's my show. No.
Did I say where?
Oh.
The TV political show.
Oh.
Too many people jumping in back and forth talking over each other. The panels are getting rather unwieldy, but that's more weekday nights on a debate. You know, when it's the Sunday shows, it's normally three or four. That doesn't bother me. But when you look up there and there's fill in the blank, whatever host, and there's nine people up there, and you know then it's got to be hot take. What's your hot take? Or else there's no reason to go to you unless you have your hot take. Thank you, Susie.
Yes, we'll see you again. I look forward to tonight. We'll have to give people a recap.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
tomorrow.
For sure.
Yes.
For sure. And guaranteed you will cause a number of moments.
My goal tonight
kicked
is
out?
To not swear. But if I can't not swear, my goal would be to not drop the F-bomb.
Yeah. Because you will drop the F-bomb when you're walking amongst people, but you're not staying on stage.
Right. If I have a hot mic in front of me, as I do right now, and somehow by the grace of God, I can get through a period of time without swearing while that red light is on.
That's progress.
That's progress. And tonight if I said a word that started with S and ended with T or...
It's not as bad as the other word that you're referencing. So... Good luck.
Thank you.
Although for me,
go for it.
Yeah, for me, I hope it happens, actually.
Yes.
32 past one on CCO. So a story happened after we were done on Friday. And a lot of people have talked about it, but it's so egregious. It's so incompetent. It's so unacceptable that we have to talk about it. The Hennepin County Courier, who for about 8 minutes just left open his vehicle with ballots in there. I mean, how incompetent are you at your job? How foolish are you? And thankfully, somebody took a picture and action was taken. Fired. Should have been fired instantly. By no means is any of this acceptable. Not only just this, but then the perceptions. Right? Donald Trump again last week, multiple times, Dave. If I win, I win. If I lose, the election was stolen. Now, Steve Simon, I'm with Jordana, and Steve Simon elsewhere, they've taken great pains, and I think people should be sure to listen to what the Secretary of State had to say about how they can, first of all, it was sealed, nothing was broken, and how they can back up the voters and match them up with their ballots. I don't fault anybody, Dave, for looking at this and saying, wait, does this happen elsewhere? I can't say there aren't other individuals involved in incompetence. But the idea, because it already started with friends of mine, that this was done intentionally and the votes were tampered with, well, the intent, you know, you can debate that, but altering votes, Dave, it did not happen. They've proved this over and over again. Now, it won't matter to some, and I'm a kind of shy. It has gained some national play. I'm surprised it didn't gain even more. As an example, here we go again. You can't trust anything. The Democrats, this is Tim Walz's state, and I saw some of it. But egregious, awful, but the seal was not broken. They verified it. No results were altered because of this. What do you want to say about it?
No results altered yet, Chad.
Yeah. That is how people feel.
Yeah. Who knows what could happen after this? Who knows how other many people are driving around town, driving around the state right now with ballots or just holding out the windows, just letting them fly out onto the streets now that they know it's so easy to do it, Chad.
Is that a hotbed of Democrats Edina? Have I missed that?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. Must have missed that one. How is this legal? How is this legal? Elon was offering smaller amounts recently. And now Elon Musk, with a pack, and he can have a pack and get packs everywhere. The amount of money, and by the way, Harris has raised more than Trump. It's all just gross. It's such an epic waste of money, which can be used elsewhere. And I enjoy politics. We discuss politics. But what was the number recently? Maybe like $16 billion might be raised for this election with all the different funding sources. But you can't ethically defend this. It's slimy. But is it legal? Elon Musk is only going to certain states. He's going to swing states, right? I think everybody would agree all of these are either lock swing states or potential swing states. Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, and North Carolina. He's going to give away 1 million each day to registered voters in battleground states. Okay, he's already given $75 million, and he's pro-Trump. He named the first $1 million winner Saturday, handed a giant check to a Trump supporter at a Trump event, right? Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, former attorney general, said it's deeply concerning, something law enforcement should take a look at. Then you get some of these quotes from people. Here's an election law expert, teaches at Notre Dame. When you start limiting prizes or giveaways to only registered voters or only people who have voted, that's where the bribery concerns arise. By limiting a giveaway only to registered voters, it looks like you're giving cash for voter registration. You are.
I don't think it just looks like it.
He is. Offering money to people who are already registered before the cash prize was announced could violate federal law. But the offer also can include people who are not yet registered. Most states make it a crime only to pay people to vote. He said it's rare for federal prosecutors to look at bribery cases. Here's a different individual on what Elon is doing with his PAC and signing up in these swing states only. Minnesota? Uh-uh. You wouldn't get a penny. Here's somebody formerly was in the Justice Department. Voting rights cases. This isn't, I repeat, isn't a particularly close case. This is exactly what the statute was designed to criminalize. Added the fact that the prize is available only to registered voters in one of seven swing states that could affect the outcome of the presidential election is strong evidence of his intent to influence race. We all know where Elon stands. And again, he's allowed to. Citizens versus United, money is out there. By the way, Harris has raised a lot more than Donald Trump. So nobody from the Harris campaign can say, woe is us. In fact, considering how much money she's raised, she should be looking at her staff or maybe more importantly, look in the mirror and saying, like Maya Rudolph said on SNL about a week ago or so, how am I losing? But literally, I'm going to have a pack. You're going to sign up in these states. And if you do, you're eligible for $1 million. How is that? I mean, there's not a speck of ethical behavior, is it? And I know some folks might say there are other examples. I'm not saying everything was pure and clean. I would take so much money out if legally can hold up, and so far it can't. The free speech and money connection has not held up, and Citizen United just poured accelerant on it. Here's an election law expert at UCLA. Clearly illegal vote buying. Pointed out that the Justice Department Election Crimes Manual specifically says it's illegal to offer lottery chances that are intended to induce or reward actions such as voter registration. That's all this is. Sign up. You're now in the pool to win $1 million. That's a lottery, right? Am I missing something?
No, it seems right. That seems right. I mean, you could maybe make the argument that it's not vote buying because he's not saying you have to vote for Donald Trump.
He is not saying that.
He's not saying that.
Nope.
He's saying you need to have a voting plan and you need to pledge to sign a specific petition that's supporting the First and Second Amendment?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
We all know what he's trying to do, but he's not explicitly saying if you promise to vote for Donald Trump, you're in the running for $1 million. It's ethically, I mean, there's no footing to stand on ethically.
No.
It's as dirty as it gets. But, I mean, I guess if that's your legal argument, seems a bit flimsy, especially when you seem to be giving these away at rallies for one particular candidate.
Yeah. When you're at the rally touting the guy, and he's allowed to do it,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you're saying, anybody who supports the First and Second Amendment, by the way, the guy on the First Amendment, the guy who's calling for CBS to be shut down.
Yeah, that's right.
Is called the media the enemy of the state. The guy who multiple times last week said the National Guard and the military might have to be used about the enemy within while not referring to immigrants, but referring to Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi. Oh, he's a big First Amendment free
loves
speech guy,
the
isn't
first.
He?
Loves the, it's big number one.
As long as as long as your words are supporting him, he's with you.
That's the motto of that's Trump's life. I love it. As long as it loves me back.
God, it's
doesn't matter. It's amendment, it's a business, doesn't matter.
All right, a lot of texts coming in. I want to read some of your texts, and also we got to get to Trump and Arnold Palmer and our guest, who we wanted to have live but is called in. We'll have all that when we come back. You want to keep texting? 651-461-9226. Okay, I know the text came in about Zuckerberg. And I know it's a shock of Dave, what was distorted. So Zuckerberg donated between 300 and 400 million in 2020 for people to vote. Wasn't lottery, wasn't incentive. He donated to groups, the Center for Tech and Civic Life and the Center for Election Innovation and Research, to ensure that everyone can vote and every vote can be counted. Allowed Philly to double its election budget, Milwaukee to jump up, Fulton County, areas all across the country where we were so stressed out that, and in the middle of COVID. So to me, that's a rather large difference from spending $75 million and then day in and day out on your platform, which still is massively influential, and dozens of times a day you advocate for one person, Donald Trump. That isn't close to what Mark Zuckerberg did. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, there are differences. I mean, there's no question. I think anybody who's ultra rich and donating to some sort of get out the vote, they're looking for groups that are probably leaning the same way they are. You know, Democrats want to get out the Democratic vote. They
100%.
Just leave that
yep.
Democratic part out of it. Republicans want to get out the vote for Republicans. You know, obviously, but there's a big difference between donating to a group and handing out giant checks at a Trump rally.
Yeah, what else is going to happen? Like, trying to get the vote out over the next 15 days. I have no idea. And again,
you can't write it.
And again, as we've said many times, Amar did some stuff on this last week, too. There is no October surprise for Donald Trump. And let's just give you an example. He's speaking this weekend. He's in Latrobe, where Arnold Palmer was born and still at a place, even though he primarily lived in Orlando the last 50 years of his life. And he starts talking about Arnold Palmer's penis and golfers who would shower with him and were, couldn't get over.
Awestruck. Blown away.
Awestruck. To the evangelicals who love this guy. What if Barack Obama would have said that in 08 and 16? What if Joe Biden would have said that? Again, I'm just trying to see if your consistency here. Because if that would have been a Democrat, Fox News would have talked about the debasing, how horrible that is. What are we exposing? Does character matter? And he's just up there talking about how prodigious Arnold was. And he wasn't talking about his driver, Cherry Hills, driving the first hole to eventually win the 1960 U.S. Open. And it's just like, it's another day with him. I mean, I saw it and went, not shocked.
Not even surprised.
Not even surprised. And people who, if it was somebody else, not in their team, or would have been a Republican before, they would have said, what's happened to us? Now, not. Jack Nicklaus, our Jack Nicklaus, heard about this story and called in and left this voicemail.
Well, thanks, Chad, for asking me to come on today. I'm sorry I couldn't be with you live, but I'm in Kenya with Barbara, and we're on an African safari. As a matter of fact, I bagged myself a lion today. That's the good news. The bad news, I also bagged my Kenyan guide, Magotu. I was cleaning my Beretta, and it went off, and poor Magotu got the business end of that, and Magotu the hospital down. Anyway, as far as the reason you had me on, I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of disgusted at this topic.
Oh.
Kind of besmirching the legacy of Arnold Palmer, talking about his anatomy, I guess, but I don't really remember it all that much. We were such competitors on the golf course that I didn't really pay attention to what was going on south of the border with old Arnold. But let's just say his reputation preceded him. And he could handle it well, about as well as I handled the five iron. But that's about all I remember. I don't want to get into all of that. We'll leave that to history. And whatever happened with Arnold happened with Arnold. And I never cared for him anyway.
Wow.
Never cared. Jack Nicklaus. I mean, first of all, out of breath. Very windy. I didn't realize Kenya was that windy.
No, it can blow him. Yeah. Safari for sure.
Sorry to hear about his guide.
That's tough. That's very tough.
That's very tough. And he never cared for Arnold Palmer. Who else has Jack Nicklaus on talking about presidential politics?
Not a lot.
Not a lot?
Not many.
It's a heck of a bookie, you know. Chip Scoggins, next hour. How about that Reed Forgrave about politics and religion also? Good stuff next hour. Linda's Construction Time Check. It's 1:58. Time to make your home more energy efficient and get free installation labor on Infinity from Marvin Windows. I still have 10 more seconds.
They're going to be a good 10 seconds.
Yeah, they're going to be. Give us a follow at @Dave_Harrigan, at Chad Hartman Show. Do it right now.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.